WDIY Headline News. Last year, 1 in 4 Pennsylvania high school students used e-cigarettes, according to the CDC. Now, the American Lung Association has announced a comprehensive campaign to curb vaping in the state's high schoolers, especially as more young people begin to contract COVID-19, which can lead to long-term lung damage. WHYY's Robbie Broad has more.
About 25% of Pennsylvania high schoolers vaped last year. In Philadelphia, it was 36%. Dr. Jamie Garfield, an associate professor at the Temple Lung Center, says a high schooler who vapes and contracts COVID-19 is at a high risk for severe complications.
If students are not heeding that message that vaping and smoking are injurious to the lungs and that COVID is a respiratory infection that's further injurious to the lungs, that they can set themselves for a really severe respiratory illness, failure, and death.
Garfield says one of the biggest problems is when people use vape liquids not approved by the FDA. In that situation, there's no way to tell what chemicals a vapor is inhaling. The American Lung Association is launching a national awareness campaign and providing millions of dollars in researching the effects of vaping. Robbie Broad in Philadelphia.
WDIY is Lehigh Valley Public Radio at 88.1 FM, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more local news and information, public affairs, and links to NPR programs, visit our website, wdiy.org.